Okay, on the line I have Simon Brook from Clwyd Housing. Hello, good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
Good afternoon on a very, very wet day. And a cold day too, I'm afraid.
As I was saying to you off air there, a lot of people I've met outside, we need it, you know, we need it. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't need it, I can tell you that.
Okay, before we talk about the defibrillator and the donation, give us a little background to Clwyd Housing, because a lot of people don't know about it.
Yes, Clwyd is an independent charity, and we're a not-for-profit organisation, and we provide social housing for people on local authority housing waiting lists. So it's affordable, good quality housing. People pay rents which are based on their income, so the rents are always affordable. And we are the biggest, in fact, housing association in Ireland. We've got over 5,500 dwellings across the country with about 12,000 people living in them. So it's a big operation.
Okay, what's the credential people need to get from the Corporation Housing or the Council Housing List into Clwyd?
Well, the first thing they have to do is to be registered on the local authority housing waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, your income has to be below a certain level. It's quite generous. So, for example, for a lot of families, it might be an income of up to €40,000 net, that is after tax, take-home pay. So you have to be within the limit, the financial limit, and you also have to be in housing need. That means that there has to be something unsatisfactory about your existing housing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that it's poor conditions, or it might be that you're overcrowded, or that you've got some kind of mobility problem and you can't use the stairs where you're living, or some other reason. So there has to be something basically wrong with your housing as well in order for you to register.
And
once you're registered on the waiting list, then if you tick a little box, as a little box says, if you're interested in voluntary housing, tick this box. And if you tick that box, then you may in time get referred to us if we have a vacancy.
Okay, so it's a sort of referral system from the council.
That's the way it works.
And the profile of the people, is it all to do with families, or could it be, say, someone who's come upon hard times on the housing list and living on their own, stuff like that, because not everyone gets married?
No, you're quite right. In fact, you've raised a really important point there, because family sizes in Ireland are getting smaller, but also people are getting married later and having children later.
Mm-hmm.
So the really biggest need at the moment for housing is for people with three. I think the estimate is that 75%, three quarters of all housing needed in the near future is for people, families with less than three people in them. So that means, you know, a couple with one child, or a couple with no children, or single people. And there is a huge need for that. And you're quite right. It isn't just family housing. It's really important to say that.
Okay.
But most of our housing is for people straight off the housing waiting list. That they may have other difficulties in their lives or other issues, but mainly it's people who have just a housing need. They're living in inappropriate housing and they need affordable housing. But we also provide a lot of housing, what we call sheltered housing, for older people, which is where older people live in independent apartments, but in some kind of a complex where there are common facilities that they may mm-hmm. want to share and support on hand if they need it.
Okay. But where do the houses come from? I mean, there hasn't been any social housing built in God donkey's years. So where do the housing come from to Clwyd?
You're quite right. Well, we didn't slow down during the economic crisis. We kept on buying houses. And what we did was to buy properties that had been built by developers, often who'd gone bust, the kind mm-hmm. of the ghost estates or similar to that across the country. But now, as the economy has picked up again, we've started to build again, and we're building. We have a very ambitious program of building or purchasing over 2,700 houses in the next 3 or 4 years. So we're working flat out to increase the amount of housing that we have that's available for people who need it, because you know as well as I do, we have a real housing crisis, and there is a desperate shortage of social housing, and the amount of government funding for social housing was cut by 90% between 2007 and a couple of years ago, and local authorities virtually stopped building social housing. So the sooner we can really all get going, the better.
Okay. And in the process of all this going on, do the people eventually buy the house, or are they always going to be renting from Clwyd?
Not from us. You're quite right. Local authority tenants have a right to purchase their home at a very, very big discount from the price that the home would sell at on the open market. But housing associations don't have that kind of scheme. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of reasons for that. It's an important point that you've raised there, because if we had to sell off our housing, say, at half price, like local authorities, we would go bust very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So we simply couldn't afford to do it. But I have to say, I think it's wrong in principle. I have no difficulty with people buying their house off us if they can afford to do so. But our houses stay with us and will be rented out for the next 100 years. Mm-hmm. So if we sell them off at a discount, it means less social housing for people in the future. Mm-hmm. And I can quite understand why tenants would love a situation like that and would be very eager to buy a house at a discount. I would if I were a tenant. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't make, it's not good value for money for the state or for the housing association or the local authority.
Yeah, but of course, in today's climate, of course, renting is the new psyche now. I mean, I think most people now can forget about buying houses, I think. In the majority wise, I could be totally wrong, but from what I can hear from the public, that's off the agenda, and we're coming into a rental society now, and I think that's probably the way things are going to stay for a long, long time.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's the right thing to do, because people really shouldn't be buying houses unless they can really afford to. And one of the things that happened before the crash was that people were extending themselves too far, so that when the price of property dropped, they were just left in an impossible financial situation. But what is really needed is a rental sector that provides good, high-security homes. That means security of tenure, so you can't be arbitrarily evicted, and affordable. And social housing does provide that. The private rented sector doesn't yet. It could if the government had a mind to change the way that it operated, but currently it doesn't provide that kind of security.
Okay, now you've been described as an award-winning not-for-profit charity that provides thousands of affordable, high-quality homes to people. What were the awards? Can you tell me that?
Well, we've won a number of awards, some of them through the Irish Council for Social Housing. They have an annual, which is the umbrella group for housing associations, and they have an annual award for a community award. And we've won a couple of awards for particular schemes across the country.
Okay, and is this a Dublin phenomenon with Clwyd, or is it countrywide? Okay.
Most of our housing is in urban areas, because that's where the greatest need for housing is. But we have housing in every country in Ireland, and we've been countrywide. We're 20 years old now, 22 years old, and we've been a national organisation for most of that time.
I imagine things were much easier 22 years ago than they are now, that you didn't have to have all the scrambling. I'm sure there's a lot of screening goes on and stuff like that.
Well, it's a different world now, really, because of the housing crisis, and there is a massive, massive shortage of social housing. So all our energies are going, we're working flat out to try and build as many and buy as many houses and apartments as we can, as soon as we can, so we can get people off housing waiting lists into that kind of decent, safe, secure housing.
Okay, now what you came on to talk about was the donation of a defibrillator to one of your projects, and I'm sure that you're going to extend it to all of them if you can, but tell me about this.
Yes, it's a project called Marewood Court, which is a sheltered housing scheme in Ballymun, which was opened a couple of years ago. And there are 43 apartments there. Everybody lives in their own self-contained apartment with their own front door, just like you would in any kind of apartment block. Mm-hmm. But also there are some communal facilities. It's a lovely scheme. I visited it a number of times myself. It's absolutely beautiful. And he's very successful. And something happened a while ago, which was sadly one of the residents passed away. And it got people thinking. He had a heart condition, but the defibrillator wouldn't have helped in his situation. But it got the residents thinking that if a resident did have a heart attack or a, some serious heart problem, then if they had a defibrillator and they had some training, then they would might be able to save a life. And so the housing officer who runs Marywood Court, Carmel Casey, she went off and looked for sponsorship, and she was able to get an organisation called Fleming Healthcare, mm-hmm. who very generously donated a defibrillator to Marywood Court, and it's now installed in one of the common areas, so anyone can get it, and tenants are being, the residents there are being trained in CPR, which is the kind of the kiss of life sort of thing which you need mm-hmm. to do as well as using the defibrillator. Mm-hmm. The defibrillator, as you probably know, you see it on hospital dramas all the time, mm-hmm. where it gives a shock. And it gets the heart going. If the heart is not beating properly, it gets it back to a normal rhythm again.
Most sports groups, there's even a church out here that has one as well, I'm sure. Yes. Maybe a few more, but yes. Most sporting groups. So it's great to see it coming into schemes like this as well.
It is, absolutely. And I mean, they're not cheap. I think they cost about €1,500. Mm-hmm. So we're extremely grateful to Fleming Healthcare for donating that to us. And one of the things we need to look at is whether we should be putting defibrillators in all our sheltered housing schemes, because they can save lives and have been shown to for over a long period of time.
Okay. Incidentally, the council, are they quite accommodating to you when you're looking for places, and would they come to you and suggest places that you could use that maybe they can't and stuff like that? Because and you have to do refurbishments on them too.
We do sometimes. I mean, generally, we have very good relationships with local authorities, and in almost all our work, it's a partnership with the local authority. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't operate independently of them, even if we wanted to. We wouldn't want to. So, if, for example, we're thinking of building an estate in a particular area, we have to go to the local authority first for them to sign off on it, if you like, to agree that there's a need for social housing in that area.
Okay.
And they process the payment. So we have a very close relationship with most local authorities and work very well with them.
Okay, and your website is Cluid, that's CLUED, cluid.ie, if anyone wants to find out more about it. Anything else, Simon, seeing as you're an award-winning not-for-profit charity, that you want to say to our listeners?
Well, I'll tell you what's really important is what I said earlier, which is we need to build as much housing as we possibly can over the next number of years. And if we can build 2,700 houses over the next three or four years, then that means over 2,000 households will be living in safe, secure housing. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to doing that.
Okay, and congratulations on the work so far, and in the future as well, yourself and all the team. Thank you very much for talking to us, Simon. I suppose if anyone else wants to, any businesses out there listening, or anyone wants to donate a defibrillator to one of your other projects, they're quite welcome.
Absolutely, we'd be very appreciative of that indeed. Yes.
Okay, Simon, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye bye. And that's Simon Brooks from Clwyd Housing, and you can look up clwyd.ie for all the information on that. Okay, we go to break.